So you've got an idea you've been working on. You think it could be something big, but you're not sure you should risk it all and leave your job now. You're not sure you haven't missed something, something small that could trip things up, a new regulation or an emerging technology. You're not sure you don't need to do more work behind the scenes before you can tell anyone about this idea. And you're afraid of sharing it with anyone because they might steal it. Or maybe you're not even sure you've got the skills or the experience to launch and run this business. And even if you are sure, there are personal issues to consider. Your partner, your current finances, so many factors. And a part of you wants to just do it, like we're all encouraged to do in those inspirational videos. But you want to do it right, because none of those inspirational videos show the businesses that failed because they failed to prepare. I know what it's like to start from a blank sheet of paper, whether that's to write a book to completion and then self-publish it before winning a two-book deal from a major international publisher, or whether it's to turn that blank page into a business that's raised tens of millions of dollars and is poised to change the world. I understand what it means when your entrepreneurial journey puts huge pressure on your finances. I used to turn off the car engine every time I went down hills to save on gas. And when friends were going out, I used to make an excuse to join them for drinks after the expensive dinner. I understand what it's like when your family is relying on you, when all your friends and colleagues think you're doing an amazing job, but you're 20 days from the business running out of funds. No, actually, when the business has already run out of funds and you can barely hold out for another 20 days before the investment has to land. I know what pressure is. In the course of my entrepreneurial life in Europe, the US and Asia, I've been held up. I thought 50-50 shoots, 50-50 I die if he shoots. I have fought off a hostile takeover where a business was going to be given to a buyer for a fraction of its worth. Have had supposed investors and advisors try to steal our ideas and our employees. Have negotiated with frustrated suppliers to extend our business's life till that promised, so delayed investment lands. Have kept a group of 100 plus investors happy as our business failed to meet the milestones we set for ourselves. Have been in all-night legal sessions where every party was against me, but we emerged with a fair deal. Because if your idea is going to rock the world, it's going to require persuading skeptical people. It's going to cause some other parties to lose out on the business they would have won had things kept going in the old way. So they'll fight back. It's going to mean having promises made to you that won't be kept. It's going to mean people doubting you. In short, it's going to be a struggle. But if this is the right idea and the right time for you, then a lot of the time you'll enjoy the struggle. See it as the Everest, the challenge you've set yourself. And if you get the right team behind you, you'll get to the top of Everest and be delighted that you set out on the climb. If you believe you have a great business idea and you're trying to decide what to do next, quit that job, take 2 weeks holiday to write the business plan or to travel to potential manufacturers of your product, and you'd like to talk to someone in complete confidence, then contact me via the contact page on the website and we'll set up a call with no charge and no commitment on either side. I'm very happy to have that initial chat to see if I can be of any help.